Hello and welcome to your GCSE Physics Revision podcast. I'm so glad you're here because today we're diving into one of the most fundamental and most commonly misunderstood topics in your motion and forces unit, scalars and vectors. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Scalars and vectors? That sounds complicated, but I promise you, by the end of this episode, you'll have such a solid grip on this topic that you'll be able to spot the difference instantly. And that's exactly what the examiners are looking for. So let's start right at the beginning. What actually is a scalar quantity? A scalar quantity is any physical quantity that has magnitude only. That's it. Just a size, a number, an amount. No direction needed. Think about temperature. If I tell you it's 20 degrees Celsius outside, you know exactly what I mean. I don't need to say 20 degrees Celsius pointing north. That would be ridiculous. Temperature is a scalar. It just has a value. Other brilliant examples of scalar quantities include distance, speed, mass, time, and energy. Write those down. Distance, speed, mass, time, energy. They all have magnitude only. Now, a vector quantity is different. A vector quantity has both magnitude and direction. Both. You cannot describe a vector properly without telling me which way it's pointing. Think about force. If I push a box with 10 newtons of force, you need to know which direction I'm pushing it, right? Am I pushing it to the right, to the left, upwards? The direction completely changes what happens to that box, so force is a vector. Other key vector quantities you need to know are displacement, velocity, acceleration, and weight. Displacement, velocity, acceleration, weight. All vectors. All need a direction. Now, here's where most candidates lose marks, and I really want you to nail this. There are two pairs of quantities that students constantly mix up, and they are distance versus displacement, and speed versus velocity. Let's talk about distance and displacement first. Distance is a scalar. It's the total length of the path you actually travel. Imagine you walk from your house to the shops, taking a winding route through the park. The total distance you walked might be 500 metres. That's the length of every twist and turn of your path. Displacement, on the other hand, is a vector. It's the straight line distance from your starting point to your finishing point, measured in a specific direction. So even though you walked 500 metres, your displacement might only be 300 metres northeast, because that's how far you are from where you started, in a straight line. This is a really important distinction. Distance depends on the path you take. Displacement only cares about where you started and where you ended up. Now let's look at speed versus velocity. Speed is a scalar. It tells you how fast something is moving. Just a number. 30 metres per second. 50 kilometers per hour. No direction. Velocity is a vector. It tells you how fast something is moving and in which direction. So 30 meters per second northwards is a velocity. 50 kilometers per hour due east is a velocity. Here's a really important consequence of this distinction. An object can be moving at a constant speed, but have a changing velocity. How? If it's changing direction. Think about a car going around a roundabout at a steady 30 miles per hour. The speed is constant. It's always 30 miles per hour. But the velocity is constantly changing because the direction of travel is always changing. This is why objects moving in circles are said to be accelerating, even if their speed is constant. Acceleration is also a vector, remember. Let me give you a really useful memory trick here. Think of the letter V. V stands for vector, and V also looks like an arrow. It has a point at the bottom, showing direction. So whenever you see a quantity that needs a direction, think V for vector and picture that arrow pointing somewhere. Scalar quantities, no arrow needed. Vector quantities, always need an arrow, always need a direction. Let's also quickly cover weight, because this trips up a lot of students. Weight is a vector quantity. It's the force of gravity acting on an object, and it always acts downwards towards the centre of the Earth. So weight has both magnitude, measured in newtons, and direction. Downwards. Don't confuse weight with mass. Mass is a scalar. It's just the amount of matter in an object, measured in kilograms, with no direction needed. So to summarise the core concepts, scalars have magnitude only. Distance, speed,
mass, time, energy. Vectors have magnitude and direction. Displacement, velocity, force, weight, acceleration. And the key pairs to remember are distance versus displacement and speed versus velocity.
Right, now let's talk exam technique, because knowing the content is only half the battle. You also need to know how to write your answers so the examiner can give you the marks. First up, command words. When a question says state or give, that's your signal to write a short, precise answer. No waffle needed. If the question says state what is meant by a vector quantity, your answer should be a vector quantity has both magnitude and direction. That's it. That earns the mark. Don't write three sentences when one will do. When a question says explain, that's different. You need to say how or why something happens. Use the word because to link your cause and effect. For example, velocity is a vector quantity because it has both magnitude and direction. The word because is your friend in explain questions. Now let me walk you through the most common mistakes I see candidates make and how to avoid them. Mistake number one, forgetting to include direction when describing a vector. This is the single most common error. If a question asks you to state the velocity of an object and you write 10 meters per second, that is incomplete. You must write 10 meters per second to the right or 10 meters per second northwards. Without the direction, you cannot get full marks for a vector quantity. Always include the direction. Mistake number two, confusing distance with displacement. Distance is the total path length, scalar, no direction. Displacement is the straight line distance from start to finish. Vector needs a direction. If a question asks for displacement and you give a distance, you will lose marks. Mistake number three, confusing speed with velocity. Speed is scalar, velocity is vector. Simple as that. Mistake number four, thinking that because two quantities sound similar, they must be the same type. Mass and weight sound similar, but mass is scalar and weight is vector. Always think about whether direction is involved. Here's a really useful exam tip. Before you answer any question on this topic, ask yourself two things. One, does this quantity need a direction to make sense? Two, is the question asking me for a scalar or a vector specifically? If you train yourself to ask those two questions every time, you will avoid most of the common errors. Right, let's do a quick-fire recall quiz. I'll ask you a question, give you a moment to think, then give you the answer. Ready? Question 1. Is temperature a scalar or a vector quantity? Temperature is a scalar. It has magnitude only, no direction. Question 2. What is the difference between speed and velocity? Speed is a scalar, magnitude only. Velocity is a vector, magnitude and direction. Question 3. A student walks 400 meters around a park and ends up back where they started. What is their displacement? Their displacement is 0 meters, because they're back at the starting point, so the straight line distance from start to finish is 0. Question 4. Name 3 vector quantities. Any 3 from displacement, velocity, force, weight, acceleration. Well done if you got those. Question 5. Why is velocity a vector but speed is not? Because velocity specifies both the magnitude of motion and the direction, whereas speed only tells you how fast something is moving. Brilliant work! Let's wrap up with a quick summary of everything we've covered today. Number 1. Scalar quantities have magnitude only. Key examples are distance, speed, mass, time, and energy. Number 2. Vector quantities have both magnitude and direction. Key examples are displacement, velocity, force, weight, and acceleration. Number 3. The critical pairs to remember are distance versus displacement and speed versus velocity. Distance and speed are scalars. Displacement and velocity are vectors. Number 4. When describing a vector quantity in an exam, always include the direction.
Without the direction, you cannot earn full marks. Number 5. Use the letter V as your memory hook. V for vector, and V looks like an arrow pointing in a direction. That's it for today's episode. You've covered the core content, the exam technique, the common mistakes, and tested yourself with the quiz. You are absolutely ready to tackle any scalar and vector question that comes your way. Keep revising, keep practicing, and remember, every mark counts. Good luck, and I'll see you in the next episode.